You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Habashi Jews. The Habashim, or Beta Israel, are Jews from the Jewish communities of Ethiopia and their descendants. The legend codified in the Kebra Negast, Book of the Glory of Kings, relates that the Habashim are descendants of Israelite tribes who came to Ethiopia with Menelik I, the alleged son of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. After the death of the Queen of Sheba, Menelik I became ruler and Judaism became the official religion of his empire. Judaism remained Ethiopia's religion until 327 CE, when King Ezana of Aksum converted to Christianity, and many of his subjects did the same. Even after the conversions, many continued to claim descent from Solomon. Most of the Habashim consider the Kebra Negast to be a fabrication. They believe that, based on the 9th century stories of Eldad Hadani, the tribe of Dan attempted to avoid the civil war in the Kingdom of Israel by resettling in Egypt. From there, they emigrated southward up the Nile River into Ethiopia, and the Habashim are therefore descendants of the tribe of Dan. Other historical sources tell of Jews who were brought as prisoners of war from Israel by Ptolemy I and settled on the border of his kingdom with Nubia, or modern-day Sudan. Another tradition passed on from father to son relates how their forefathers traveled either via the district of Qara in northwestern Ethiopia or via the Atbara River, where the Nile tributaries flow into Sudan. Most of the history of the Habashim is passed down orally from one generation to the next, which means that we may never really know the truth of their origins. There are four theories that exist which attempt to explain the beginning of the Habashim community. 1. The Beta Israel may be the lost Israelite tribe of Dan. 2. They may be descendants of Menelik I, son of King Solomon and Queen Sheba. 3. They may be descendants of Ethiopian Christians and pagans who converted to Judaism centuries ago. And 4. They may be descendants of Jews who fled Israel for Egypt after the destruction of the First Temple in 586 BCE and eventually settled in Ethiopia. In 1329, Emperor Amda Seyon campaigned in the northwest provinces of Ethiopia, where many people had been converting to Judaism, and the Habashim were gaining prominence. For the next three centuries, these regions were areas of frequent Habashim rebellion. The Portuguese were the first Europeans to reach Ethiopia. They advised the Ethiopian rulers that Judaism represented a threat to the Ethiopian Empire. In 1624, Emperor Susneos confiscated the Habashim's land, sold many into slavery, forcibly baptized others, burned Jewish writings and religious books, and forbid the practice of Judaism, thus ending the autonomy of the Habashim in Ethiopia. Even though the Habashim became isolated from other Jewish communities, they secretly maintained many religious traditions and continued to survive to modern times. By the late 18th and early 19th century, there was a period of recurring civil strife, and the Habashim lost their economic advantage. The decentralization of government and the rise of the dominance of regional capitals led to a decline and exploitation of the Habashim. During this time, Judaism was effectively lost for 40 years before being restored with the help of Abba Wadaya, the preeminent monk of Qara in the 1840s. The glorious victories of Amda Seya is one of the earliest dated references to the Habashim in Ethiopian literature. This text refers to revolt in the province of Begemder by the renegades who are like Jews in the year 1332. James Bruce, who published Travels to Discover the Source of the Nile in 1790, wrote about the isolation of the Habashim. In 1860, Henry Stern, a Jew who converted to Christianity, traveled to Ethiopia in an attempt to convert the Habashim to Christianity. Many Chabashim whose ancestors converted to Christianity have been returning to Judaism and are known as the Falash Mura. They have been admitted as immigrants into Israel, but they are not considered Jews by the Israeli government or by the chief rabbis. The Chabashim once spoke Kora and Kela, both languages being closely related to the Cushitic languages. Now they tend to speak Amharic and Tigrinya, both of which are Semitic languages. Their liturgical language is Ge'ez, which is also a Semitic language. Since the 1950s, the Chabashim have taught Hebrew in their schools, and those who live in Israel use Hebrew as a daily language. The Chabashim, as other Jews, consider the holiest scripture to be the Torah, which is known as the Orit. All the holy writings were handwritten in the language known as Ge'ez and assembled in a codex. The Te'ezazah Sanbat, or Precepts of the Sabbath, Sefer Kohen, and Sefer Sa'atat, or Book of the Hours, were also important books used by the leadership of the Chabashim. The Chabashim were also forbidden to eat the food of the non-Jews. The Chabashim have a unique holiday called Sigd, which falls on the 29th of Cheshvan. Sigd celebrates the giving of the Torah and the return from the Babylonian exile to Jerusalem under Ezra and Nehemiah. In July 2008, the Knesset added the Sigd to the official list of state holidays. In the 16th century, Egypt's chief rabbi David ben Solomon ibn Avi Zimra, or also known as Radbaz, declared that according to halakha, or Jewish law, the Chabashim were considered Jews. In 1855, Daniel ben Hamdia, a member of the Chabashim community, was the first Ethiopian Jew to visit Eretz Israel. He held a meeting with the Council of Rabbis in Jerusalem to discuss the authenticity of the Chabashim. By 1864, almost all leading Jewish authorities accepted the Chabashim as Jews. In 1908, the chief rabbis of 45 countries officially recognized the Chabashim as fellow Jews. In 1972, Israel's chief Sephardic rabbi, Avadja Yosef, stated, quote, "I have come to the conclusion that Falashas are Jews who must be saved from absorption and assimilation. We are obliged to speed up their immigration to Israel and educate them in the spirit of the Holy Torah, making them partners in the building of the Holy Land." End quote. In 1957, Israel's chief Ashkenazic rabbi, Shlomo Goren, wrote to the Chabashim telling them, quote, "You are our brothers, you are our blood and our flesh, you are true Jews." End quote. The number of Chabashim living in Ethiopia today has continued to decline since Israel recognizes them as Jews and encouraged them to immigrate to Israel. Nearly 85% of the Chabashim community, more than 110,000 people, have immigrated to Israel under its law of return. Beginning in 1984, the Israeli government organized airlift, known as Operations Moses, Joshua, and Solomon, to transfer the Chabashim from Ethiopia to Israel. Individual Chabashim have lived in Eretz Israel prior to the establishment of the state. A youth group arrived in Eretz Israel in the 1950s to undergo training in Hebrew education and returned to Ethiopia to educate young Jews still living there. Chabashim had also been trickling into Israel prior to the 1970s, and the number of Chabashim immigrants has grown since the Israeli government officially recognized them as Jews entitled to Israeli citizenship. According to a 1999 BBC article, a report commissioned by Israel's Ministry of Immigrant Absorption stated that 75% of the Chabashim living in Israel could not read or write Hebrew, and more than half could not hold a simple conversation in Hebrew. The report also found that, unlike Russian immigrants, the Chabashim came from a subsistence economy and were ill-prepared to work in an industrialized society. Since this report, however, much progress has been made. Through military service, most Chabashim have been able to increase their chances for better opportunities. Today, most Chabashim have been integrated into Israeli society. Thank you for listening to Chabashi Jews. Shalom.